But one day he called me and said, I need you to take a ship in the Monroe. The Monroe was a ship, and was a cargo ship, mm-hmm. and for the sea leaf.
Right.
And give me a job to say, bring him down to Texas. From Texas, he's going to fly me back. But in the way of Texas, he got orders to go to Spain.
Okay.
And he stayed 18 months in Spain.
Wow.
Then he don't got no choice to keep me because already I got 18 months. He had to keep me permanent.
Uh-huh.
Job.
So from then on,
yeah.
You had a job.
Yeah, he keep permanent job. I stay in the job. Then after that, they started moving the ship to the West Coast because it gone down the Vietnam War.
Uh huh. So this was what, late 60s or early 70s?
Yeah, and that was in the 64, 65. Okay. Something like that. Then I go to the National Maritime Union.
Yeah.
And when I was in the McGraw, I applied for the book. He gave me a book. Mm-hmm. The Maritime Union. And when I come back, he said, you got over 200 days at sea because I was there that long in Spain.
Yeah, in right. Yeah.
And he gave me the number one, or I don't know, the book in the National Maritime.
Yeah.
And I stayed there.
Yeah. So
I stayed there for a that happened, the accident.
In 84?
84, yeah.
So you stayed with the same company?
No, same company. We go to the union and
okay, so
got different...
You took different jobs through the union at
that point? Yeah, different job through the union.
Yeah, okay.
Then finally I go to the... I wasn't passing in ship and things like that. Then after that I decided to go in the deck department. Mm-hmm. That's where I get the EV job.